Good morning. My guests this morning are Ellen Bluestein and Doron Hovaf from the Israeli Film Festival. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, this is so exciting for there to be more than just the Jewish Film Festival. And this film, I heard you mentioning something about it before we began. It's called On the Map, and it is about a basketball team in Israel during the Yom Kippur War, right?
Yes, although Doron grew up with this story, so I think we should let him talk about it. I'll talk about the American view of it.
So you've seen it, I assume, Doron.
I have. I was a first grader when this
happened. Oh, wow.
It was in 1977, a couple of years after the Yom Kippur War. Israel was very miserable and needed something uplifting like that. And nobody thought they would win. It was a small team from a small country, and they won against the four-time cup holder, the winning team from Russia, at a time when Russia was boycotting Israel and severed all ties with Israel for 10 years at that time.
Wow.
And it was the Red Army team, so it was like a big, strong team with this, against these scrawny Israelis.
Uh-huh.
And they won. It was so uplifting. 200,000 Israelis went out to the park to celebrate this because it was such a huge event.
How did it happen that there were enough basketball players already constituting a team, I assume, to go up against this dreadnought of a Russian basketball team?
So Israel was never a sports superpower at all.
I guess not everybody laughed.
Yeah, but they brought over American basketball players to reinforce the Israeli team.
Right.
So they brought people from NBA teams to play on this
Fair
on
enough,
the team.
Yeah. Really.
The most famous one was Tal Brody, T-A-L, and he became a part of this basketball team and a part of Israeli history. And he's also in the movie. The movie is narrated by Bill Walton.
Oh, wow.
You know, and they make reference to the incredible famous coach down at UCLA, Coach Wooten, and a number of players from there. When they graduated, went over to Europe and some to Israel to play professionally on those teams when they didn't get into the National Basketball Association. So our players, you know, it's a very American sport that we export internationally, and it's become an international sport. A lot of those players in those other countries are American and are backed up by players from their home country.
I take it this film has had pretty good popularity in Israel.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was very well received.
Yeah.
Because it's such a seminal moment in Israeli culture. I mean, I'm not a sports fan. I had to admit it. I'm not a sports fan at all. But I was so excited as a kid. And I would actually watch basketball after that because of this game.
Right.
So I would watch Maccabi Tel Aviv, the team in the movie, I would watch their games, even though I'm not a basketball person
at
all.
Right.
That's really interesting because when I talked to him about the film, he didn't know who Bill Walton was. So this is really an Israeli and American kind of effort. It's by Danny Menken, who we showed one of his films last year called Is That You? He's an Israeli director, but he also lives in Los Angeles now. And so he makes a lot of films that appeal to both Americans and Israelis.
Well, thanks you guys for coming in. I think you've, judging by this, I think you've made a great choice, particularly for an audience, a Sonoma County audience. So let's tell people once again that this is part of the Israeli Film Festival. All the films are going to be screened at the Rialto Cinema. And this one is called On the Map. This is the basketball one. Tuesday, March 14th, 1 and 7:30 p.m. For information and tickets, 528-4222. Online, jccsoco.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.